Now, another story about how the news media get information from the military. The Pentagon has imposed new rules on how and when troops and military officials can talk to the press. Defense Secretary Robert Gates talked about the new rules at a briefing today at the Pentagon.
You know, if you're a captain in a unit that has an embedded reporter, as long as you're within the guidelines and the rules, we expect you to be open with that embedded reporter. On the other hand, if you're a captain in this building working on budget options, I expect you to keep your mouth shut.
NPR's Rachel Martin was at that briefing, and she's apparently free to talk about it. She joins us here in the studio. Rachel, what is the Pentagon trying to do here?
Well, Melissa, there was a memo that was released quietly last Friday night outlining these rules. And essentially, they are aimed at tightening the reins when it comes to how the military interfaces with the press. Now, the bit in here that has been the most upsetting to the press corps, and I'll read a little bit directly from the memo here. It stipulates that all interviews with, quote, national or international implications, so pretty much everything, have to be approved by the Office of Public Affairs at the Pentagon. Now, today, Secretary Gates said these rules are not meant to be perceived as an iron curtain. He insists that he doesn't see the press as the enemy, far from it. He says this is actually not a change in policy. It's just a reaffirmation aimed at getting the department to speak with one voice on critical issues and stopping leaks. But ironically, it's worth pointing out that the memo itself was leaked right after it was sent out internally.
And just a great wild coincidence that this came out so soon after, of course, General Stanley McChrystal's comments to Rolling Stone that got him ousted from his post in Afghanistan.
Well, and there's been a lot of speculation by the press that, you know, people saying, is this just a coincidence? How are we supposed to take this? The secretary was very firm, though, in saying that this has been in the works for weeks. One military official told me it was kind of a crisis of coincidence. They'd had this coming down the pike. But Gates said that this is not a direct result of the McChrystal fiasco that you referenced when General McChrystal made those comments to Rolling Stone. It cost him his job and his staff. Gates said over the past couple of years, he has lost two top commanders because of their missteps in dealing with the media. He also had to call back another commander to reprimand him for speaking out inappropriately about a sensitive foreign policy issue. So he said the goal isn't to get people to stop talking, just to think twice before they do, but it's still unclear exactly how all of this is going to be implemented.
Well, lots of questions there. I mean, if a reporter is out talking with troops here or overseas, does that mean everything has to get cleared back at the Pentagon?
These are very germane questions to the conversation right now, and many that have yet to be answered. And one of the big questions that the press put to Secretary Gates today was, you know, what exactly is an interview? Is it a sit-down one-on-one conversation with a microphone, or is it a casual cup of coffee or a conversation in a hallway? There were no specific answers to that. However, Gates did try to clarify what you mentioned. In the war zone, when reporters are out embedded with a specific unit, he said that those predetermined ground rules will stand. He seems to be saying that if a sergeant on the ground wants to talk, he can do so without calling Washington.
And Secretary Gates had another announcement today, Rachel. His choice to replace General David Petraeus, who is replacing, in turn, General McChrystal in Afghanistan.
That's right. He's tapped General James Mattis to replace General Petraeus as the leader of CENTCOM. General Mattis is currently heading up the Joint Forces Command. He has a good relationship, Petraeus, but he, too, has had his fair share of problems with public relations. Although Secretary Gates says he still has his full confidence.
Okay, and NPR's Rachel Martin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.